From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. SiliconValley.com reports San Jose has become the largest city in the country to ban natural gas from almost all new construction. The city council voted 8-3 last night to prohibit the fossil fuel in new commercial and high-rise residential buildings beginning next August. The Oakland City Council also banned natural gas in new apartment and commercial buildings last night. That vote was unanimous. Those cities joined more than 36 others across the country with electric-only mandates, including San Francisco, Menlo Park, and Berkeley, which blazed the trail, enacting its regulation last year. The scale of the unemployment fraud involving California state prison inmates has grown to $400 million. It's nearly triple the amount prosecutors first disclosed last week. The new number comes from the California Employment Development Department comparing its unemployment claims data to inmate Social Security numbers. In all, records show about 31,000 inmates applied for benefits. Nearly 21,000 of those people were paid about $400 million. The rest were unpaid claims totaling about $80 million. A former Ohlone Village site, known today as Dolores Park, could soon be included in San Francisco's American Indian Cultural District. On Monday, the city's Board of Supervisors Rules Committee moved to expand the cultural district that currently spans parts of the Mission and Mission Dolores neighborhoods. KALW's Annalise Finney has more.
The district was first created back in March, and it was the first of its kind to honor Native Americans in the United States. The area is home to some of the city's Native cultural institutions, like the American Indian Cultural Center, the American Indian Film Institute, and the Native American Health Center. It's also the historical location of one of many Ohlone villages in the Bay Area. At the Rules Committee on Monday, Supervisor Hillary Ronan moved to include Dolores Park in the district.
Cultural districts are one of the most important tools we have as a city to strengthen the cultural identities of neighborhoods and communities that face the pressures of gentrification and displacement.
In the same meeting, the committee sent legislation to the full board to establish an advisory committee on reparations for Black San Franciscans and to strengthen the African American Arts and Cultural District. I'm Annalise Finney, KALW News.
The San Francisco Chronicle reports the city's police union president signed a letter of intent that could lead to non-sworn service providers responding to calls involving mental health, homelessness, and other nonviolent issues, instead of having police officers respond to those calls themselves. The list of possible cases that could bypass police interventions include juvenile disturbances, public health violations, traffic congestion, parking violations, and dog complaints. You can find more news online at KALW.org or follow us at KALW on Twitter and Facebook, where we provide updates on the latest regional and national news throughout the day. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.